Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
My brother has a hair salon on Neville Street right there near your place. And he's the man. He won the North American Hair Award. And he said, I just talked to him, that he would take care of you.
Hold on a second. Does he have any hotties working for him?
Oh, plenty, plenty.
He won the North American Hair Award?
Naha.
Yeah, my brother won the award.
So he owns the salon?
He owns the salon and also cuts there as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
is he swishy?
What's that?
Is he swishy?
Well, he ain't coming over.
Oh, man.
Listen, this is my deal here, Wade. This is my deal.
This seems to be part of Mike's fantasy, so I'll let Mike work this out.
Yeah, all right. Who's your... do you work there too, sir?
No, I don't.
No.
Right. No.
My brother's... Can I give the name of his shop?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, you not can give, let him give the name
well,
of his shop.
Well, if he gives the name, then we should all get free haircuts.
For the rest
I'm
of our
doing
lives.
This deal. This Wade, I'm working on this deal here. Work with me here.
I don't know if I want to get my hair cut at work with
and
you
he doesn't
guys
know
every
it,
day.
He, well, it's not every day.
Or whenever. I don't know if I want a haircut.
All right, you know what? I'm willing to chuck this all if we have just a brief vote. Who would like haircut day? Who would like haircut day? Would anyone like haircut
Joe,
day?
Joe
says yeah. John?
Hold on.
John doesn't have hair.
John?
I cut my own.
Well, that's obvious.
Yes,
hey.
Wouldn't mind a touch-up.
Sure. A little trim?
Sure.
I got my China girl that I love so much.
All right, so we got...
I would not be adverse.
Okay, so it's one, two,
oh,
three,
on,
four.
Hold on. You're bully pulpit. Hold on a second.
What?
You know, John, not be adverse. At first he said, who wants Barber Day? Uh-huh. And your hand was down.
Well, I don't need it, but if there was somebody here offering free haircuts, I wouldn't turn it down. I mean, it takes like 10 seconds.
You know what that is? No, that's like when you say something. I can eat,
but you said
I can
that's
eat.
Exactly.
You said you wouldn't pay for the haircuts.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay. But I mean, if it was the convenience of somebody being here and it was reasonable.
Well, yes. I tell you, his salon is. Real.
Oh, hold on, please, because we're going to work something out here in here, and you don't have to be. I mean, you don't have to get your hair cut, and Rob doesn't, right? If you guys don't want to, but what if it was like? What if you really just wanted a little trim?
Hey.
That's why I went to those places.
What if, seriously, what if you came upstairs and you knew, and it's like there's all of a sudden there's the smock up there, and it's like, but it's in the office. It's not even interfering
doing?
With
what
you.
What are you doing? No, go ahead if you want. If you want a freaking Barber Day, knock yourself out.
Not Barber Day. Stylist Day.
Why do we just have chicks outside in bikinis washing our cars during the show?
Why not? Hello? Perfectly good idea.
I mean, really, let's be honest.
Do those girls know how to cut hair?
Oh, you really wanted some chicks around here.
No, I really, I actually, the convenience of I hate getting my hair cut as much as you do.
So
and
if
I
we
hate,
had,
like, making appointments, I hate it. It's a big pain in the ass.
So if the
I
gayest,
can't stand it, but I like a good haircut.
So if the gayest of gay, but very talented hairdressers.
Can I be honest? And I don't want to sound gay, but I will sound gay by saying this.
Yeah.
I would much rather have, like, a really qualified person. Whether the person was hot doesn't depend. Man or woman, I'd rather have the better like haircutter person. I'm sure Buzz would agree with me on that.
Of course.
You know, as opposed to having hotties, I'd just like to have somebody really qualified. Now, if this guy's brother won, you know, Hair of the Year award or whatever.
The North American Hair Award.
Do you think your brother would want to do hair day?
I don't know. I can't speak for him, but I'd be glad.
Well, what are you calling for then?
I talked to him and he said that he would take care of Don. And I don't want to speak, you know, for everybody else.
Well, tell him thanks, but no thanks.
Limited
I'm waiting for my free haircuttery card.
Okay.
And look at Mike, crushed.
Guys, have a good day.
Mike is now crushed.
Yeah, tell him I'm real happy he's going to take care of Don.
You don't want his haircut.
Hump.
You don't That's want right. that.
What a shame he didn't get his little plug on.
You don't need him.
Golden boy, it doesn't always come up 7. It doesn't always come up 11.
Got to roll again.
September is only what I care about, baby.
I know you.
So you're not averse. Well, it literally will not impact you because you won't be upstairs when we're having Barber Day.
No, you can handle this off the air, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
This could just be a project that you handle.
Yeah. You know,
that will build some allegiance with you and the coworkers.
I will take care of it, right, John?
John?
Norman!
Johnny?
Very good.
Yes.
Mike will take care of it.
Oh, wow.
I will take care of it. Yes, John.
Yes.
Thank you, John. Thank you for letting me take care of that, John. This could be lots of fun. And you know what? You know, here's the deal. Maybe
it's not going to be fun.
It'll be convenient. And you know
what?
It
doesn't matter because it's not going to be on the air.
Well, of course not. It's not going to be on the air.
So have fun.
All right.
Have fun. Have fun at Barber Day.
And I'm sure that, Barber Day, and if we're paying for it, that, you know, no plugs required.
Hey, hair plugs.
Right, there you go.
I mean, it's services provided for services rendered.
There you go.
Just and like you know what? You might roll in here and like be a little shaggy that particular day, and it happens to be Barber Day, and you got like 10 minutes, and you want to sit down in the chair. What?
Funny.
What am I doing?
You're just funny.
You know what?
Like we're just here to do a radio show, and really,
we're here to do a radio show.
Sometimes I feel like you want a concierge here.
But here's the deal.
I really do. It's like call down to the front desk. Hello, Mike would like a hot towel. Mike would like to have his haircut. He would like to have a receptionist, please.
Yes, I would like all those things. I'd like to take full advantage of the fact that this entire building belongs to us, and we can do whatever we want, whenever we want. That's what I want to do.
Well, then hire your.
The receptionist idea is
no, no. Hire your barber.
Well, I'll entertain calls, and John, you can screen them and pick the right barber, and it's done.
Hold on, you're not even going to be involved in the screening of the person that's going to cut your hair.
That would be a detail.
Not even the final,
should we change that type of tradition?
Darn it,
hey John.
Yes.
You know not to follow up on any of this, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Oh, F you guys.
Oh, come on. I will bet anybody.
This is easy, a barber. Like,
hold on.
Next month.
I'm saying this live.
Right.
On August 11th at 3:49 East Coast time.
Next Wednesday, Barber Day.
Within 2 weeks, you forget about it.
All right.
All
right. Well, of course I'll forget about it if it's not. I was asking John for some help, but you just commanded him to totally disregard this and to not do it.
Because you're going to forget. You know what? Never mind. Yes, go ahead with it.
All right. Next Wednesday, we can maybe shoot for Barber Day, John?
Hold on. Let me turn this thing
Count
on.
Count on it.
John?
Of course. Why not?
Thank you very much. And I don't care if he laughs at me and you know in that way. That's fine. You know, really, it might be very convenient. I'll get my hair cut upstairs.
So you're going to make John call and find somebody?
No, I would hope. I would assume people will call in and want to do this and call John and maybe call the show and do it that way. That's the way I would think this is
going
to happen.
So we can
want me to go through the yellow pages?
So we can tie up the phone lines on the show with somebody calling up to
Forget
say
it.
They want to come down and cut your
Forget
hair
it.
In the office.
Forget it.
Hold on.
I've got a couple emails already. There's a girl that's willing to come down and do it.
Well, I'm sorry that screwed up the show. I'm sorry that has destroyed the momentum that we had with our number 4 ratings that now because I simply wanted to have Barber Day. I'm very, very sorry.
But what does Barber Day have to do?
Cake Day too, Mike?
What?
What's that?
Can we have Cake Day?
Cake Day.
Hat Day.
Oh,
he's mocking
you.
He is mocking. Everybody's
mocking.
You know what? To hell with it. I'll get my hair cut my own way. The idea, you know, here I am again. This is just like the receptionist. I just thought it might be fun. I just thought it might just shake things up a little bit. You know, a little morale boost here at the old Hubbard Drive.
You know what it is? For you, it's a way for you to come to work and just come in and get your hair cut up in the office while you're sitting there reading the newspaper or having your lunch.
And everybody else that wants to do it that way. I thought it'd be fun. Why do you hate this? Why do you hate these ideas? Why do you hate these ideas? You are a man who simply wants to be left alone. That's all you want.
No, because all you want, Jesus Christ, you want someone to come down and cut your hair in the office. Why?
Because it would be fun.
Why is that fun?
And convenient.
It's pompous.
Well, I'm just doing, you know, it's not pompous.
Yes, it is.
It's not pompous at all.
I mean, and I'm not talking about getting
it's Barber for free. Day. And we've been talking about it for a half an hour, and I thought it was funny to talk about it. But F it all. Screw it.
Barber
I'm
Day.
I'm going to shave my head right now. Get me the clippers.
Now that, I'd pay to say.
No. You know, look, nothing. Nothing will change. It will just be here. We'll be here. Will be here.
I'm sorry that this is not enough for you.
I will be here.
You have to have a genie come in and
It's not. There's just, I mean, it's something just to shake it up here just a little bit. That's all. I thought it would be fun.
We've been here a month.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you go back to Fairfax and sit at the microphone at Fairfax?
Don't give me that crap. I drive longer than anybody that gets here every day, and I thought it would be funny, and now you're getting serious on my ass, and don't do that.
Well, I'm not really getting serious on your ass.
I mean, I'm...
The part of me that's getting serious on your ass is, okay, Barber Day, okay, but if it's off the air...
Barber Day, seriously?
Seriously.
Funny. I could give a rat's ass about Barber Day. I could give a rat's ass. I thought it was a funny topic, and it would be funny to talk about if somebody came in and did it. It would be funny. That's what I was talking about. Funny. That's it. That's it. Not pompous, not anything funny. Stupid, silly. You've gotten your hair cut on the air before.
It was when he did it. It took two
no,
seconds.
No, you've gotten your hair cut by professionals on the air before.
Dean Banowetz, the guy from American Idol.
Well, that was the past show.
And you've gotten it from other people. In the 20 years we've worked together, you've gotten your hair cut on the air more than I have.
Well, those are moments I regret now.
So you're going to distance yourself from that?
If I could turn back time, I would say I have no recollection of ever having gotten my hair cut on the air.
Well, if I want to go back, and then you say, if I want to go back to Fairfax?
Well, when you said you have to shake it up because we've been here a month, you said, exactly. It's like,
you know what? Seriously. It's like the first day I came in here. The whole idea of the fact that we have this entire playhouse to ourselves and we can do whatever we want. The answer is yes. Shaking up, doing stuff that we would never. You know what? Because everything else that we used to
do.
Seriously, everything else at the other place. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. Everything else at the other place used to be. What if I wanted to do that? We'd have to run it through 15 different people.
All right. What the hell? I mean, if you want to have your barber day, I don't want to argue with you. I'll endorse your barber day.
I'm not being pompous about it. I could really care less about it. It's convenient, but it's not me. I've been getting my hair cut, traveling all over doing it normal.
I certainly do pompous things as well. I mean, Jesus Christ, you could call me on that. I'm begging for a haircuttery card.
But see, that's the thing. It's just that it was the subject. It came up. And then,
then let's have your barber day. Let's have your barber day.
Thank you. And I thought it sounded funny. That's why I was talking
about
it.
Have your barber day, Mike.
Go back to Fairfax. That hurt. That really, really hurt.
John?
Yes?
Disregard it. I'm kidding. Make it happen.
All right.
Mike, it's not ruined. It's not ruined. It's
been
not
too much. Now I feel as though I've, upset
Mike,
the apple cart.
No, Ed. I got defensive when you said, I said go back to Fairfax because that's like a slap in my face. You said, I said, we've only been here a month. You said, exactly. Okay. What's so great about the other place as opposed to this place?
No, what it is, I think, the fact that we would have to go through six levels of management to even, to even bring a birthday cake into a place like this. And now there's no one.
Okay.
We can do whatever. When I came in the first day, this is a follow-up to this. The day of the receptionist, when I came in that way, we don't need a receptionist here. We have no need for a receptionist here. We really don't. But the fact is, it was just like, we can do whatever we want.
Okay.
Your attraction to this move is what's in front of you. The state of the art equipment.
That's right.
And the fact that you don't have to deal with any management. Mine is kind of it's a little different perspective that we can come in here and we can just, do whatever we want.
You.
We have people coming and going and make it almost like
the old days of radio, Dan,
when it was goofy.
I'm sorry I said go back to Fairfax.
Thank you.
Have your barber day. Have fun with it.
I mean, imagine how horrible
Run with it.
Imagine how horrible that would be if I went back to Fairfax. For me, I'd be the only one there.
Sitting in a room by yourself.
Jesus Christ.
You'd be like Leah.
Now, if you want to put a microphone in my bedroom, then we can talk.
Okay, well, then we're buds.
Now, that's pompous.
And you will get your barber day.
Everybody else that wants it.
But can we at least call it Mike O'Mara's barber day?
Well, you bet your ass you can.
Please.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
And you're still, even though you and Rob have said you're not interested, if you come in and you just got, what if you want just a little shave?
Right.
With a straight razor.
Just because we can.
So, yes. So when are you going to make this happen, Tex?
I'd like to do it next Wednesday. I mean, I just got a haircut last week. Uh-huh. I'd love to have a little trim. I'd love to have a little trim next Wednesday. Or any day next week that's convenient, John.
Johnny. I got a girl who is like, she sent me four emails. She's dying to do it.
Hold on. When's our Elvis death show?
That's Wednesday.
How about any day except Wednesday?
Doesn't matter. Well, it's not going to be on the air, though.
That's true.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the show.
Elvis had his own barber, Larry Geller, so it sort of fits.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing...
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
The only way it'll affect the show is we'll, of course, talk about Barber Day. Other than that, forget it. It won't be happening on the air. And really, from that standpoint, it's not interfering with the show at all.
There's one other way it'll affect
the show.
Is that everyone is going to look great.
Fabulous.
Except you and me.
Hey, I think we already look great.
There you go.
Amen. You're right, Baldy.
What if you don't find your gold card by then?
Thanks, Shaggy.
Maybe it'll even be convenient for you.
Ah, I'd rather be known as Shaggy than Baldy.
And how about this? Just a moment ago, Mike was talking about how fast my hair grows.
Well, you know what? I think both of you...
I think he was making a joke there, Chia Pet.
I don't care. Know. I don't care about this attack that I've endured here. I am going to tell you that on Barber Day, on Mike O'Mara's Barber Day, you both are cordially invited to change your minds, and I invite you both to come up to the temporary salon that's at the top of the stairs.
Mike's Spa.
And is there enough room up there to set up a,
yes,
like a chair?
Yes, we've got tons of room up there.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. It'll
tons
be perfect. Of room upstairs.
You can put it on the dance floor as you enter your office.
Mm-hmm. I guess they couldn't do a shampoo up there, though, could they?
No.
No, we only have one spigot.
And a garden hose.
That's a shame.
You could cut in the bathroom.
There's room in the bathroom.
There's room. You can put a barber chair in there.
It's a shame. What, the barber day?
No, that we won't be able to get our hair shampooed.
Well, if you want the whole thing shampoo, cut and a blow dry.
Otherwise, it's going to just itch in your collar the rest of the day.
Okay, well, happy Barber Day.
Thank you.
And if you know, really, if you were any kind of a producer, what you would do to try to tie this together is try to get like either Rondé Barber or Tiki Barber to actually at least get them on the phone to at least say...
Or Barbaro.
Yeah, you get Barbaro on the phone, and I swear to God, I'll never play a King Kong tape again. You get Barbaro on the phone to say...
Well, he can do that with any horse.
Honest of a Kong!
Ah, Noble Johnson.
How the hell are we going to tell the difference between them?
Nah, get... between who?
Barbaro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the barbers.
Now, you can go down to Pimlico and just walk down the stables and mic them, and they go...
Exactly. Because, you know, Rondé and Tiki Barber are identical twins.
Are they still playing?
Yes.
They're still in the NFL.
Yes. Tiki plays for the Giants, and Rondé just signed a big contract with Tampa Bay.
Happy Barber Day.
So make that happen.
You got it.
Come on. Come on. Do your job, Kong.
And we got the ladies, so we're all set for next Wednesday.
Excusez-moi.
Watch me be late.
That is true.
Because seriously, you know what you're
talking about? That's a 100% lock.
That is the one where...
That's my lock of the year.
I come walking in like super late and forget Barber Day.
Oops.
Now that could happen.
That was almost like a haircutting joke. Lock of the year.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Like one of those guys on Sunday morning. I like the Chiefs this weekend against the Broncos, but my lock of the week is Mike O'Mara will not be an on time for Barber Day. Call my number right now. 1-888 bet on Mike.
God, I hope nothing comes up. I really do.
Because you know, if there's a grease fire at your restaurant, you know what's going to happen.
Look around, Cafe.
If you guys run
I walk in, they go, hey, it's Barber Day. I don't give a damn.
That'll be the truth.
I don't know. It's going to be fun, I think. And I just hope you guys, you know, somehow still stay shaggy and come in and enjoy.
I'll work it up for you, Mike. It's important to you.
I'll stop by.
It's so important to you.
And we'll sing. We'll sing in a quartet.
Thanks so much.
You're my buddy.
I appreciate it. Right back at you. I appreciate it.
See you in Fairfax. All right, let's break. All right. This has been 1 hour.
Got a break. We'll be right back.